Welcome back to Alex Rodriguez Park at Marklight Field. Kevin Rogers with you. It is the Miami Hurricanes and the Florida Gators wrapping up their three-game set here this afternoon. The Gators won in extra innings both on Friday and Saturday, so the Canes look to avoid the sweep today. Now let's provide you the starting lineups for today's action. First, for the Gators, who come in at 7-0. Their head coach, Kevin O'Sullivan, his 13th season, 537-255. Here is his starting nine. Judd Fabian is the center fielder. He bats right-handed. He's a sophomore as he leads things off. Jordan Butler, a left-handed batting junior, is the DH, batting second. Batting third, Kirby McMullen, who had the game had the go-ahead home run in the 10th inning last night. He's a senior third baseman batting third. Corey Acton, the cleanup man for the Gators. He's a second baseman. Batting fifth, it is the left fielder Jacob Young. Batting sixth, the catcher Nathan Hickey. Batting seventh, the first baseman Brady Smith. Batting eighth, Josh Rivera, the shortstop. And batting ninth is the right fielder Kendrick Calilau. And Hunter Barco is the starting pitcher for the Gators. For Gino Demari in his second season as the head coach of the Hurricanes, 45-22. Hurricanes coming in at 4-2 on the season. Jordan Lala will lead things off in left field. Tony Jenkins batting second. He's playing center field. Adrian Del Castillo, the catcher, batting 526 on the season. He bats third. Raymond Gill bats fourth. He's the third baseman. Batting fifth, the DH, J.P. Gates. Batting sixth is the right fielder, Gabe Rivera. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Alex Terrell. He hit a homer last night. Anthony Villar is the shortstop, batting eighth. And batting ninth is the second baseman, Tyler Page. Slade Ciccone on the mound for the Hurricanes, the sophomore out of Oviedo, the Central Florida area. ERA of 1.50 on the season. He is 1-0. Six strikeouts, two hits, one earned run in last Sunday's victory against the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. And last season for Ciccone, he was 5-4 with an ERA of 4.16 in his freshman season. So we'll see how he can turn things around today for the Hurricanes, who have had really great starting pitching the first two games, but they have not had any wins to show for it. So we'll see if the Hurricanes can turn things around. The Canes wearing their whites today. White hats with the green bill and green numerals. And meanwhile, the Florida Gators wearing their grays, their road grays with pinstripes and blue hats. And of course, the orange mixed in there as well. And we are underway. Kevin Sweeney is the home plate umpire. Gregory Street at first. Tony Walsh at second. David Savage at third. And with all that being said, let's play ball. The first pitch misses off the plate to Judd Fabian, right-handed hitting sophomore, batting 353 on the season. Fabian last night delivered the big RBI to tie the game in the ninth inning off of Daniel Fetterman as Fabian takes a strike and the count 1-1. Fabian was 0-4 in Friday's victory for the Gators, but went 2-6 last night, and his base hit was able to force extra innings, and he was the last out. If Fetterman would have got him, then Fabian would have been done for the Gators. Fabian swinging a miss, strike two. 1-2 the count on the Gators center fielder. He's played in all seven games. So far, four doubles on the season, eight runs batted in. Fabian, the sophomore out of Ocala, 1-2 count. That off-speed pitch just misses, 2-2. And this is a Gator team that didn't do much offensively last night until the ninth inning, where they were able to tie it up, and then they scored five in the top of the 10th inning to really break it open. And that pitch by Ciccone just misses, pops out of Del Castillo's glove. Now a full count on the Gators center fielder. And all these teams obviously want to get off to a good start. We have not seen a run in the first inning in either of the first two games here of this series. Full count on Fabian, and Ciccone delivers. That one fouled back into the netting as the count remains full. The Hurricanes picked up just three hits on Friday night. They had 11 hits last night, so the offense turned around a bit. Just unfortunately couldn't get a lot of runs. They'll hope to turn it around today. Full count on Fabian, swing and a miss, strike three. And for Ciccone, good start for him. And Fabian goes down, one out for the Gators. Here comes the designated hitter, Jordan Butler. He is a junior. He bats left-handed, playing his seventh game of the season. Butler was 1-for-1 in a pinch hitting role on Friday. He was 1-for-2 last night with a run batted in. And a good start for Ciccone. And he delivers, first pitch fouled back, 0-1. Butler's out of Tampa. This Florida team is basically all Florida. There are 35 players on the roster, 33 of them are from the Sunshine State. So Kevin O'Sullivan has done a good job of keeping players in Florida, and that pitch misses low and outside, ball one, 1-1. Gators had a bit of a down season last year. 34-26, they went 13-17 in the SEC, which was their worst record under O'Sullivan. That pitch just misses on the outside corner, 2-1. The 13-17 record under O'Sullivan in the SEC was the worst of his career there in 12 seasons. This is his 13th season. But they did win the national championship back in 2017 and just lost a lot of players to the majors. That's what happened. And Butler takes a strike, 2-2. And this was a team that went to the World Series, the College World Series, four consecutive years from 2015 to 2018. Last year they made a regional, but they lost twice to Dallas Baptist. Pitch misses down low, full count. So back-to-back full count so far. So Ciccone, the pitch count, not favoring him through this first inning. So the Gators looking to rebound after a tough way to lose last year. That one is sliced out to right field for a base hit. This will be extra bases for Butler. And it's chased down to the corner by Rivera. And Butler will stop at second base, stand-up double. So he takes advantage of the full count. First hit of the day for the Gators, and they have a runner in scoring position. And Butler was able to take that one into right field, use his speed, but got the stop sign at second base. So the Gators, who didn't score their second run until the ninth inning last night, looking to get their first run early. Their first run last night was scored in the fourth inning, and their first run on Friday night was scored in the fifth inning. So the Gators have had some issues scoring early. We'll see if the Canes can keep that going as Kirby McMullen takes that first pitch for a ball. He is the senior third baseman. He bats right-handed, and he had the big blow last night, solo homer in the top of the 10th inning to give the Gators the lead 3-2. Pitch taken outside for a ball, quickly 2-0. And the story with McMullen was, who's batting 360, that as he was rounding third, there was a little bit of talk between him and some of the Canes, it looked like, and that pitch taken down low for a ball, quickly 3-0. It looked like a little bit of, they say, jibber-jabbering going on. And luckily, things kind of simmered down after that. But it definitely was something you didn't want to escalate. 3-0 on McMullen. Pitch taken inside off of Del Castillo's glove, and Butler will advance to third. McMullen goes to first on the walk, so Ciccone after the strikeout to Fabian. Now in a bit of hot water here, first and third with one out. And now the cleanup man for the Gators, Corey Acton. He's a sophomore batting 250. Plays second base. Steps into the left-handed batter's box. His name spelled like action, just without the I, A-C-T-O-N. And he is from Fort Lauderdale, went to school at American Heritage and Plantation. They have produced some very good baseball players over the years. And that one is lined towards the new BP facility, which is where in right field, which is where the bleachers used to be, and now it's under construction. And he hit one off of there. It's a lot of bricks and wood right now as they're putting it together. And 0-1 the count. American Heritage, the home of Eric Hosmer, former Kansas City Royal and current San Diego Padre. Pitch in the outside corner, taken for a strike, 0-2. So Ciccone, after a four-pitch walk to McMullen, he's got Acton down 0-2. Runners at first and third. No score here in the top of the first inning between the Canes and the Gators. Gators won the first two. Canes trying to avoid the sweep today. It's a full house here in Coral Gables. Acton takes that fastball up high, 1-2. Plenty of orange here. It's got to disseminate between the green and the blue. And Acton, the cleanup man for the Gators, he's 2-for-9 so far in the series, has scored 3 runs. Strike 3. Acton swung right through it. 2 strikeouts in the inning for Ciccone. And runners at first and third for the Gators with 2 outs. Now let's see if Ciccone can escape this jam. Last night, the Gators had the bases loaded in the second inning, couldn't score. Right now, the Gators with runners at first and third. And hopefully the Canes can repeat that movie. The left fielder, Jacob Young, he wears number 1, bats right-handed. And he steps in to try to keep this inning alive for Florida. Young batting .375 on the season. He's from Ponte Vedra up in the Jacksonville area. He fouls that one back for strike 1. So far, just 1 hit for the Gators. That was the Butler double down the right field line. He's at third base right now. McMullen at first after the walk, and Acton just struck out. Fastball taken down low, 1-1. Young has been the most successful Gator of this series, 5 hits in 10 at-bats. And to do the quick calculation on that, he's batting .500 in the series. Pickoff over to first base, and McMullen slides back head first safely. For the Hurricanes in the field, Raymond Gills at third, Anthony Villar at short, Taylor Page at second, Alex Trout at first, Jordan Lala in left, Tony Jenkins in center, Gabe Rivera in right, Adrian Del Castillo behind the plate. 1-1 to count. That one is grounded to short, and it's off the glove of Villar. Butler comes in to score. That was a hard-hit ball, and the Gators strike first. They lead it 1-0. And that's a base hit. That was a very tough play for Villar, who dove to his right, but it's deflected off his glove. And the RBI single for Young. McMullen advances to second, and Florida strikes first. They lead it 1-0 here in the top of the first. So Ciccone got what he wanted, the ball on the ground, just a little bit out of Villar's reach. That one fouled back. Nathan Hickey, the catcher, now batting. He's a freshman, batting .353 on the season. He is 0-for-3 on the weekend. He went 0-for-2 on Friday night. And in that game, he was the DH. And now he is behind the plate today. That pitch taken down low for a ball, 1-1. Cal Greenfield was behind the plate the first 2 games for the Gators, and he gets rest today. And it's Hickey's turn behind the plate, and we'll see him behind the plate coming up at the bottom of the first. But right now he is on top of the plate, batting, and he takes a strike on the inside corner, 1-2. 2 outs for the Gators here in the top of the first. They lead it 1-0 on the Young RBI single, but Florida's still hungry on the base paths with runners at first and second. 2 outs. Let's see if Ciccone gets third strikeout. That one misses inside. 2-2. So it has been feast or famine in a sense for Ciccone here. Now it's 10 strikeouts in the season at 8 against Rutgers in 6 innings. Fabian struck out to lead things off. Acton struck out as well. Now I need one more. get him out any way you can. That one is grounded up the middle. Villar has it, flips to second, and oh, he's safe. Now the throw home, and coming in to score is McMullen. And a bit of a disaster here for the Canes. They thought they were going to get out of it, but good hustle there by Young as he slides into second base. And J.D. Arteaga comes out to the mound. So the Gators lead it 2-0. McMullen with some good hustle as he was able to round third and come home, and the throw was offline to Del Castillo. And Young at second, Hickey at first. And it seemed like a slow developing play there as McMullen, or rather, excuse me, Young was able to beat Tyler Page to the bag, the second baseman. And Young hustled and got there. You would think that was the right play. I mean, in retrospect, you say he should have gone to first, but he went the short way and Young beat him. And then McMullen hustled around third and he scored. So Florida leads it 2-0. And the meeting at the mound is over. First and second for the Gators. They lead it 2-0. And the first baseman, Brady Smith, takes a ball. He is a junior, batting just 154 on the season, 2 of 13. And so far on the weekend, just 0 for 1 in a pinch hitting roll. So, fielder's choice is the ruling on the Hickey, on how Hickey got on base. And that one grounded to second. Page gobbles it up to his left, over to first. The Canes escape, but the Gators, they draw first blood. Two runs on two hits. They leave one on base. And after a half inning, Florida leads it 2-0. Canes coming up to bat right here on 790 The Ticket.